Hey,
hello.
Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
It's Eddie Davis here at WFPG in Atlantic City. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm having my morning coffee. I'm just fine.
Good to have you on, and congratulations on Laughing Down Crying.
All right, thank you.
This is like your fifth solo album, and what are you trying to accomplish with a solo album? Are you looking to do something a little different with a solo album than you would, say, with a Hall & Oates album?
Not really. I just make music, you know? I mean, I've made music for years with John. I made music on my own, and it's all the same to me, really. At this point in my life, I like doing things on my own.
Do you approach writing the songs differently, or are there no differences? I mean, you know, do you have different artists in mind or different collaborators in mind when you're doing a solo album?
Not really, no. Actually, I write exactly the same. You know, no matter what context, you know, I on this album, I didn't really have any collaborators, except for one person, Paul Pesco, and it's a really personal statement. I think more than I always write from reality, but I think this album in particular is very much about what's going on in my personal life.
In your personal life, we're talking with Daryl Hall here on Light Rock. You've had some pretty dramatic changes over the last year or so. You've gotten married. You're now a stepdad. The big, big steps for you. Are you feeling more settled than you have ever in your lifetime at this point?
Well, I don't know if settled is the right word. I'm definitely married. I don't know if you call that settled.
Yeah, I do.
It's different. It's a different world that I live in than I did. Actually, it's the last album that I made. It's a lot of changes have happened, both for the fantastic and the not so, so good. So all those things are certainly subjects for emotions and emotional output and songwriting and everything.
Daryl Hall here on the Light Rock Morning Show. The album is Laughing Down Crying. He'll be at Borgata in the Music Box on Saturday, April 14th, performing songs from this album. What else are you doing on this tour?
Well, actually, what this tour is the Music Box is no stranger to this because I've done one with Todd Rundgren, but I'm doing a Live from Daryl's House live show, which is a very, very different kind of a show than most people are used to seeing. If you're familiar, anybody?
Yeah, sure.
Familiar with?
I think most people are becoming familiar with it now. It's you have to be thrilled with the success of this.
It's wonderful. It's amazing. And the challenge is, which I have done with Todd at the Music Box, is to take the experience, the feeling of Live from Daryl's House, which is a very non-performance kind of a show, and make a performance out of it and involve the audience, but very much involve all the band members and the guest artists that are going to be joining me. I have Sharon Jones and Alan Stone, two of my guests on the show, joining me on stage. And it's a real soul review, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we have absolutely no preparation. What you see is going to be sort of us working it out on stage.
Daryl Hall here on the Light Rock Morning Show. When it's been 5 years or more now that the Live at Daryl's House premiered on the internet, something that you put together, and did you ever foresee it going any further than that in the beginning? And was it just something to do, something cool, an opportunity to work with some different artists?
Well, it's a show that was generated, as you said, on the internet. I feel only the internet could have allowed a show like this to have a genesis, to have a beginning. And but at the same time, when I did it, I thought, okay, well, I want to take this around the world. I had sort of that kind of a plan, and I thought that to have the production values of a television show would be important. And now that it has gone to television as well as the internet, I'm really glad that I thought that way. And so it's a real TV show that happens to be on the internet.
Yeah, and the thing I like about it, it's great seeing people like Todd Rundgren and you work together and some of the more established artists, but I find myself appreciating when you have the lesser-known new artists on because your passion for their music is just fun to watch, and you can see how much fun you're having with it.
Absolutely. That's the real mood of the show is this sort of interplay between me, who is a veteran artist, obviously, and these new guys and girls that are amazing, you know, all these new talented people, and how they work with my songs and how I work with their songs. That's the most fun for me.
Daryl Hall is with me here on the Light Rock Morning Show. When you were making Laughing Down Crying, just a tragic thing that you lost your longtime friend and bandmate, T-Bone Walk, who was working at the time, I understand, that day with you on the album. Is that right?
That's true, unfortunately. I was probably the last person to be with him. It's one of those things, life goes on, you know. It was a terrible, terrible setback to me. Tragedy, he was my closest friend, and outrageously close musical collaborator. You know, we produced a lot of records together and wrote songs, and, you know, just one of those things, it's just hard to get over.
Did you find it hard to go on with the making of that album for a time?
Yeah, it was really hard, and it made me realize how great a musical family I have. And people came to me, you know, all my band members, and an old friend, Paul Pesco, jumped in to give me his services as a guitar player, you know, and sort of tried his best to take over where T-Bone left off. And I'm still thanking Paul for that, and he's a member of the band now, and, as I said, life goes on, man.
Yep, absolutely. Laughing Down Crying is the album, and live at Daryl's house on the internet and on TV. People, a lot of talk from people about the performance with CeeLo Green, and did you feel a certain kinship with him? I could almost imagine you two back on the Philadelphia street corners back in the day doing some harmony singing.
Absolutely. CeeLo is cool, man. I love working with him. He's such a nice guy. As are all the guests, by the way, that come to the house. You know, I don't know what it is. There's some common denominator where everybody's just a good person that comes here. You got to want to come here, first of all. It's way up in the middle of nowhere, you know. So CeeLo came all the way from L.A. just because he wanted to be on the show, and what a great singer.
Yeah, and what a great idea. Now, has anyone come to Daryl's house and trashed the place?
Well, we've had some raucous...
Some wild times, huh?
Yeah. After the cameras go off.
That's
fine. You know, they're usually pretty well-behaved.
Well, we're looking forward to the Music Box at Borgata show on April 14th, and all the best. Thanks for taking the time, Daryl.
Okay, thank you.